Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hey, welcome back to another episode. Today is Monday, of course, since episodes always drop on Mondays. And today I want to talk about peace. I want to talk about peace because I know you've seen the memes that go around that say, respect my peace. If it costs my peace, it's too expensive, or, you know, those kind of memes. But I'm like, do we really know what peace means? Do we know what peace feels like? Like, have we truly experienced peace? And I ask that because, okay, well, first of all, the definition of peace for me, before I just get into it, for me, it's just this feeling of not worrying. My mind is able to rest. I'm able to rest. I'm not all worked up. And I feel there's just this sense of calm. There's no strife. There's no conflict. You know what I'm saying? I'm just free to be me. That is what peace feels like for me. That is what peace looks like for me. So, real question here. Like, have you experienced peace in your life? And if you haven't, why do you think that is? And if you have, do you experience long pockets of peace, short pockets of peace? Like, is this a consistent thing for you? Like, I really want us just to dive into this topic. Now, this is going to be a quick episode, but I'm going to hit you with a couple of things. So, first things first, every time I say that, there's something else that I want to say, but I'm not going to say it this time. But if you know what that means, or if you know what first things first is referring to, I'm sure you finished that sentence for me. But, you know, let's talk about why it's important. Why is it important for us to have peace? So I've talked about what is peace, but, you know, why is it important that we have peace? Well, I can tell you that for me personally, it's important because if I'm not at peace within myself or my household, that affects how I show up. That affects like how I show up in the world, either if I'm going into a job, for example, speaking, if I have to interact with other people, if I need to go out in public and handle business or do certain things, like it allows me to show up in a way where I'm cool, calm, and collected. I think that's the easiest way for me to describe it. And when I'm in that state of mind, I feel more joyful. I feel happier. And when I have interactions with other people, it shows. Because though I totally do this imperfectly, what I really want to do is be a good steward of like, in other words, when I'm interacting with other people, just out in public, I want to be more cheerful. I want to be more giving. I want to be more loving. But it takes a certain amount of peace within me and in my environment for me to be able to really outwardly be able to put that out. And on top of that, to feel that on the inside too. Because in my opinion, if you are not feeling that way on the inside, it is definitely like whatever you're feeling inside, it's going to project. Doesn't matter what that emotion or what those feelings are that you have inside in one way or another. Like, we can't escape how we feel. I think that we can sweep it under the rug for a while, but I am finding out more often than not that what's going on the inside is going to reflect on the outside. Now, if that really doesn't matter to you, like if feeling more peaceful so that you can genuinely be at peace on the inside and then also let that project outward, like if that's not important to you, then I get it. However, for me, that is a big part of self-care. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/self-care today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/self-care. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/self-care. Terms of offer are subject to change. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life, and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil, and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
That is a strong
part of self-care. Like, I know that self-care, like my habits and routines and rituals, like I know that self-care is working based on when I check in with myself, like how am I feeling in this moment? And this is not to say that when you do your check-ins, you're always going to, for example, feel like you are at peace or feel like you are joyful or feel like you are grateful or feel like you are abundant or living your best life. You know what I mean? That isn't what that means. I feel that self-care helps you get to a place where you can have those feelings and feel them more often and feel them in a genuine way, not like a manufactured or fake way where you're just kind of putting on airs or pretending to be something that you're not. I love that because I love it because, I mean, we can always authentically be ourselves. I think we typically, well, no, that's not true, because depending on what environments we go into or experiences or situations or who we're speaking with or whatever's going on, there are times when we definitely are not able to or not willing to show up as our authentic self. And I know a part of that is because we're not accepted for who we are. So I get that. However, I want to be able to show up in an authentic way and doing that, but feeling genuinely happy, generous, giving, loving, you know, all those good feelings, because it's already within me on the inside and I'm projecting it on the outside. Again, we are showing up in a variety of ways. Like if you are going through some things right now, right? If you're being triggered by different things, if you're experiencing grief, turmoil, like things where your spirit is unsettled, you're sad. I mean, that is you being authentic in that moment. And I don't feel like that's ever something you should be ashamed of, feel guilty about, feel like you need to sweep under the rug, feel like it's not okay to feel how you feel. But the point of this episode specifically, we're kind of flipping it and we're talking about just that inner or that peace, right? So, you know, I know the saying again is, what is it? If it costs me my peace, it's too expensive, right? I was thinking about that because, of course, if there's a situation where it's costing you your peace, or insert any word here that makes sense, your peace, your happiness, your joy, your livelihood, like if it's going to cost you that, it is definitely way too expensive, okay? And when I think of something that's expensive, I think of something that, like, for example, if you went out and bought $1 million home, right? Or a $500,000 car. Like, these expensive things require maintenance and upkeep and security systems and insurance, expensive insurance. And I mean, it's not just a one and done kind of situation, is my point.